Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast with Lee Hardman, currency analyst at MUFG. It's Friday, 29th April 2022, and joining Lee to pose some questions on the financial market themes for the week ahead is Michael Owen, MUFG's Head of Global Client Desk for EMEA in London. The following podcast is intended for professional investors and eligible counterparties only, and not for retail clients. Any content should not be regarded as an offer to conduct investment business or an investment recommendation, but for information purposes only.
Good afternoon, Lee.
Hi, Michael.
The US dollar has been yet again on another rip-roaring week. Do you see this bullish trend continuing?
Yeah, that's right, Michael. We've had another very strong week of performance for the dollar, with the dollar index rising up to its highest level in just over two decades. And we certainly seem to be kind of entering into this period now of exceptional dollar strength. Like I said, the last time we saw the dollar trading at these kind of levels against other major currencies was back in the early 2000s, following the dot-com boom that we saw when that attracted very strong capital flows into the US and led to a period of exceptional dollar strength. Obviously, this time around, the fundamental story is obviously different, but clearly the fundamentals at the moment are all aligning in favor of, again, another period of exceptional dollar strength. Obviously, from the US perspective, we have seen recently a very big repricing of Fed rate hike expectations. And the Fed has been very kind of clear with market participants that they should be prepared for them to step up the pace of policy tightening in response to the higher inflation that we're seeing over in the US. And we think that story still has legs to run in the short term, although we've obviously seen a big adjustment higher already in US yields. Again, today, we saw further kind of fundamental inflation pressure coming through with the release of the latest employment cost index from the US for the first quarter. That showed a further pickup in wage pressures over in the US, particularly in terms of bonus payments. So that's something obviously the Fed will be watching very closely. They obviously are concerned that the tightness in the labor market there will feed through to further upward pressure on inflations, and we could get into a more negative situation for the US economy of a wage price spiral. So they're looking to kind of push back against those kind of risks. So all in all, we do think that the Fed will certainly follow through with their plans for faster tightening, and that is making the dollar more attractive, given the fact that other central banks outside of the US aren't likely to raise rates as quickly as the Fed. And then I think on the other side of the fence, which is obviously another kind of key component of why the dollar is also outperforming right now, is obviously the fact that market participants are becoming increasingly pessimistic over the outlook for growth outside of the US and the prospect of looser monetary policy remaining in place for longer outside of the US. Obviously, on that side of things, we've had a number of negative developments recently, one being this week, a further pickup in terms of fears over the negative fallout from the Ukraine conflict and the risk of a greater disruption for European economies going forward. Obviously, the main trigger for that this week was the announcement from Russia that they've decided to stop gas supplies to Bulgaria and Poland. Obviously, initially, that's not expected to have a significant negative impact on activity in Poland's economy. But I think it's more the message that sends to other European economies that if they aren't willing to pay in rubles for their gas supplies going forward from Russia, Russia is willing to follow through on threats to cut off supply. And that is understandably making market participants wary that we could have a supplies cut to major European economies like Germany. We don't think that's likely to happen, but those fears on their own are likely sufficient to trigger heightened concern over the risk of a sharper slowdown in Europe. Secondly, we've also had as well more fears over the potential for further COVID-related disruption over in China and in Asia. See, the spread of Omicron there in China is prompting the government to impose further tougher lockdown restrictions in major cities, including Shanghai, and the market is fearful that that could spread to Beijing as well. And that's obviously putting downward pressure on China's economy at the start of this year. And I think that as well makes the US economy look relatively safer at this point in time. And then finally, the other kind of key trigger for this dollar strength that we're seeing right now is obviously the big policy announcement we had from the Bank of Japan at the start of this week, when they signaled that they are still very much kind of committed to maintaining their current loose policy stance. They obviously did raise their inflation forecast for this fiscal year, but they're still of the view that this is just a temporary period of higher inflation and that they expect it to fall back. So to them, it's not providing justification for them to tighten policy anytime soon. So they have kind of reiterated to the market that they will continue to remain willing to stand behind this yield curve control policy to keep the 10-year yield below 0.25%. So with yield spreads continuing to move against Japan and yields outside of Japan moving higher, we think this is kind of a green light for market participants to keep selling the yen. We've obviously seen dollar yen now above the 130 level, and we think that can continue to go higher up towards 135 in the coming weeks and months. And on the back of that, we've recommended in our weekly report today a new trade recommendation for a long Noki yen position.
Thanks very much, Lee. And the key events to watch out for this week?
Yeah, I think there are a number of key events this week. We do have a number of central bank meetings to watch, obviously the key one being the Fed meeting this week. On that side of things, we are expecting the Fed to deliver a larger 50 basis point rate hike. That shouldn't really be a surprise for markets. It's fully priced in at this stage, and markets have even gone further than that and are pricing in two further 50 basis point hikes fully at the following two meetings as well. So I think the message from the Fed is likely to be very hawkish next week. They obviously need to justify the need for larger rate hikes at this point. So I think the emphasis is very much going to be on the need to get their policy rate up as quickly as possible, at least to start with, back towards where they think it's more neutral for the economy, which is seen at around 2.5%. So that sort of message, I think, is very much expected by the market. So we don't think necessarily that should lead to a further leg higher for the dollar on its own. But obviously, if that just kind of reinforces the current bullish trend that's in place, we do think fundamentally that the case is still very strong for the dollar to outperform in the short term. The other key central bank meeting that we'll also be watching closely this week from a kind of more European perspective is obviously the Bank of England meeting. On that side of things, we are expecting the Bank of England to continue down the path of, I suppose, a more cautious path compared to the Fed. We still think that they will keep raising rates, but we think in terms of the size of rate hikes, the Bank of England, I think, will signal that they are comfortable with smaller 25 basis point rate hikes at this point. Obviously, a couple of months ago, they were kind of more seriously considering 50 basis point hikes. But I think given the ongoing uncertainty from the Ukraine conflict and the risk of a sharper slowdown in the UK economy in the coming quarters, we think the Bank of England will remain kind of more cautious over the need for further rate hikes going forward. And like we've been saying, this is already having a negative impact on pound performance. We have seen the pound underperform since the Ukraine conflict first started. And we think the risks are still to the downside from here for the pound against the dollar, although we would highlight that obviously last week we have had a very sharp move lower. So we wouldn't necessarily be chasing it lower from these levels in the week ahead. But yeah, we don't expect a hawkish surprise from the Bank of England next week, which would trigger a more kind of sustained reversal of pound weakness. And then finally, the other thing I think to watch in the week ahead will also be the potential announcement from the EU of a further round of sanctions on Russia. We have heard reports over the last week that EU members are moving closer to announcing some form of embargo on oil imports from Russia. That obviously could have some implications for FX markets as well in the week ahead. If we were to see the EU take a decision to restrict oil imports from Russia, that could certainly add to current market concerns that this could be a more disruptive outcome for European economies going forward, and could reinforce then the current pessimism that we're seeing in the market towards the euro. So could be some potential further downside risks for the euro in the week ahead as well.
Thanks very much, Lee, and wishing everyone a good week ahead.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for more information. Come back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.